So I went on then, and I quit Johnson McGee. I went on then, and I got Marvin Baker. Well, he was a little boy. He never asked me one fair question, nothing like that. He was all right, I thought. But anyway, I found out the nigga kept and had another woman banging with him when he come to see me. Well, you know, what them long dresses, you know, damn right next to your ankle, the skirts or either dress, either one. That's what we had to wear back then. Mm-hmm. And so, this night, Daddy Keith sent her down the porch, so me and Madam was in the house. I know he never did ask me about no sex, didn't care how far we went or what we done. He never asked for no sex or nothing like that. He just only come to see me and leave me, you know. Mm. You know how some boys say, "Will you want to go out with me?" and, you know, like that. He never asked me that. I don't think he just come to me and leave me, you know. So I said, well, I said, ain't that in life? So my auntie told me not to smile, man. Mm-hmm. The dog boy got something to show you. I went out there, and there was a woman in the car with him. I said, well, it's at the end of me and you. Well, I quit him.
Y'all never did go out nowhere?
Never did. Quit him, and then I jumped on JP. No, JP coming in there one night, he said, he told Mom, said, Miss Davis said, I don't want to go with your daughter like the other boy going with her, everybody going the same thing. So I want to go with her just to come and see on Saturday, on Sunday night, Wednesday night, and Friday night. So I don't want to come and see you no other night. I'm going to say, all right. So,
how old were you then?
I was 15. All right. JP thought I'd come to see me Wednesday night, Friday night, and Saturday night. So, well, that turned out pretty good for a while. And so, man, about when we got back, about a year and stuff, he thought of coming to take me to the show on Wednesday, on Thursday night, you know.
Yeah, that make him come. Whole year before y'all
met. Uh-huh. And it was 5 years before we had sex. It was 5 years before we had any sex, me and him. It turned into the 6 year that when we got my little girl. So I never did. And so, JP come to see me back in the fall. Well, me and him make it pretty good. So finally, he told me, he said, I'm coming to see you this weekend and then through the week. So, the first time when JP come to see me, I told Mom that. I was at home the next time he come. So JP told Mom, said, the midday said, I come to see you, your daughter. Mom said, look, so ain't nobody in the house calling but me. And said, I'm sleepy and tired, and I ain't got time to fool with you. And so he had to go back that Sunday. And I was so ashamed, I don't know what to do.
So he came up real late.
He come to see me. When it took off. As I was saying when I was told, I took him at Dickie Dunn, in which I went on and I married him at that stage. But before I married him, I came to another thing before I married him. I was thinking before coming to be a member of the church at that same time, in which it was a long time before I could do it. But I prayed and I kept on praying. I prayed about 2 years before I really married Dickie Dunn. And before I married him, I come through with my religion, in which I believed all the time, but I never had went that far to understand myself enough to walk out on it.